All right, hello and welcome to a November Patreon update. Hello, it is Tuesday for me. It might be Tuesday for you. I just wanted to give you an update and send out another survey. So I hope you've noticed that I have added safer work versions, extended safer work versions, I guess I should say. You might remember, I hope you do, you might remember, like months ago, I did a survey asking if you wanted longer, safer work versions of my audios, and you said yes, like the majority of you guys, I think, said yes. So I went ahead and I started creating longer versions of my safer work audios, and I released them at noon, and I think you've been enjoying them, and I hope you've been enjoying them. I've been enjoying creating them, so I hope you enjoyed that. That was kind of like a started doing it without an announcement, but it's fully underway now, and I wanted to send out another survey also because I am now working on February stuff. That's right. We are working on February. I've got one thing recorded, one thing written, and then I just paused writing something else to talk at you now. So, yeah, I was like, okay. I pulled up my survey that I had last done, and the last time I did a survey, it was, oh shoot, it was months ago. It was like August, I think. It was August, and I was... Oh my gosh, I bonked you, I'm so sorry. I'll make sure I edit that. I don't want to bonk you too bad. But the last time I did a survey, it was August, and I pulled out the survey, and I looked at it, and I decided that I want to change up the survey. So I've been doing this survey for like, I don't know, 2 years? With the questions of like, how do you want me to refer to your genitals? What type of not safe for work audios do you like? What sex acts do you want to hear? What safe for work audios do you like? And I think I want to change it. So I've gotten some really good information over the surveys from this, and I have a pretty good understanding of like what sex acts you want me to perform, how you want me to call you, your genitals, what sort of tags you like. I've got a good idea of that now. And we might go back to that survey, like, in a couple survey terms. Maybe even, like, summer, I think, next year. I might run that survey again just to make sure there aren't any big changes. But I will continue to refer to that survey whenever I need to, like, pick out sex acts I want to add in. But I thought it was time to change the survey a little bit. And I want to kind of explain it to you while you go through it. It's not important. I'm sure you are very capable of understanding how this survey works and have already submitted your responses. But the first two questions are the same as always. Like, what is your like audio preference? What is your gender of the listener preference? Gender tag preference. And then what platform did you find my audios on first? Those are still the same because those are very important information for me personally. I need to know who's here, what audios I should make, and where you found me, because where's important. And then the next questions are all like, they're linear scale questions is what Google Forms calls them. But basically, I want you to rank how you feel about those kinds of audios. So number one, it says I do not enjoy. So if you don't really enjoy those kind of audios, you put one. Number five is I greatly enjoy. So you greatly enjoy those audios, you put five. And then if you feel somewhere in the middle of like, oh, you know, I like them or whatever, you put that. So the first one is audios with dungarees being sweet and caring. So that can be like GFE F-dom, F-sub, like it can fit all of those. I just need to know, like, do you like it when I'm sweet, when I'm lovely, when I'm warm, when I care about you? Like, it can even be friends to lovers. Like, do you like that? Next one. Audios with dungarees being a bitch. So that's when I'm like standoffish, when I'm domineering, when I'm kind of mean, when I'm pushy, when I'm a bully. Like, do you like that? And I might not be a bully the entire time in the audio, but like, do you like when that is in there, when I'm a bit prickly? Audios with dungarees just being a brainless slut. Do you like that? Just meh. No thoughts, only horny. Audios with listener being a brainless slut. No thoughts, only horny. And then there's audios with a lot of like emotional intensity. So that could be like big L bombs and declarations of love, and or it could be like really just crying and desperation, and it could even be anger, like just a lot of emotional intensity. Do you like that? Do you want to feel something? And then there's audios with a lot of physical intensity. So, you know, a lot of just fucking, a lot of aggressive oral sounds, a lot of hardcore moaning and hardcore like sex. And then the last one is audios that get a little silly. Little goofy jokey girl with her fuck the dune bucket, smell my feet, trick or treat, whatever. When I get a little silly, when I have a little fun with it. Do you like that? Do you not like it? And then the last question is if you have any feedback for me, anything you want more of, anything you want less of, anything, just let me know if you got feedback for me. I'd love to hear it. So drop it there. That's our survey. I'm trying to like get into the heart of what you want, like trying to dive deep and figure out the soul of the audio, I guess. Is it just like this fucking for you slutty a thing, or do you want this hardcore emotional thing, or do you want all of them? That's a possibility too. Do you want all of them? I'm pretty sure amongst everybody here, you do want all of them. So I do try and create all of them. So this probably won't change anything, because I feel like I do create a wide variety of all of this. I hope you feel like that too. But I want to know, like, what, when we get down to it, when we get down to the heart of the audio, what do you want? What do you want to hear? What do you want to be? What do you want me to be? What do you want to do together? That, like, the heart of it, not just the sex acts, but the heart of it. And if I need information on what audience wants what sex acts, I'll just go back to the other survey, because that is a super huge useful tool for me that I utilize a lot, and I appreciate you so much for giving me that tool. It is beyond words helpful. But that is the survey, and if you could fill that out for me, I would greatly appreciate it. So greatly appreciate it. And I don't think I have any more updates. I told you that I've got the Safe for Work versions now. Those drop at noon. I got the request here done for November. Did I say that? That's coming later in the month. I think I've got the... Oh, sorry. I cracked my knuckle. I'm sorry. I think I got the $10 audio coming out. Yes, the $10 audio comes out Friday. And then there's one more. No, not November, JOI coming out on the 23rd. So that's Saturday. And then on the 29th, the request goes live for anybody on the request here for the not safe for work version. And then the safe for work version goes live at noon for everybody else. So everybody gets to enjoy the safe for work versions of the audio, which I love. I love that. I think that's really nice that we can do that. And then after that, we're moving on to December. Oh, got some good stuff for you in December. Yeah. And then January. Some good stuff in January too. Oh, but I'm starving. I need to end this recording, edit out that mic bump for you, and then eat some breakfast before I get back to my writing of our February stuff. I think this is the February $10. It's the camping one. I know you want that. So I'm gonna go do that. Okay. Goodbye. Thank you in advance for filling out the survey. It's huge. I'm gonna be watching those come in while I write. Okay? Okay.